wins at Cliffhanger. We're going to take three callers, right? Or we're going to take two callers right now, and I think we have those two callers.
All right, so here's how it works. You're going to get a chance to score the Harmony Pillow from our friends at M. Lilly. M. Lilly Mattress is right next door to the Fresh Market in Farragut. It's the cooling technology. It's a perfect sleep mechanism, I'm telling you. I take naps. Everybody takes naps if you do morning radio throughout the day. Perfect laying down. Nap time. It's with my friends at M. Lilly. And family four-pack tickets, Inaugural Sports Fest, Saturday, August 7th. Visit MySmokies.com at the Expo Center. If you're looking for a complete list of a who's who, who's going to be there coming up in the next 11 days, you can check it out for yourself online at sportsradiownml.com. Drew, what's up, man? Tyler and Eric Kane, you get to decide who's giving you your cliffhanger questions. Is it going to be me or is it going to be Eric Kane? Kaner usually has easier questions, just going to let you know.
I'll go with you, Evans.
You still want to go with me?
Let's do it.
All right, I'm okay with this, brother. Let's get to it. Question number one, NBA draft's coming up on Thursday, okay? I need to know, what overall pick does in-state Memphis have in the first round of the NBA draft? So you got a big selection here. What overall selection do the Memphis Grizzlies now, remember, they just recently made a trade. So the question is, where exactly will the Grizzlies be picking coming up on Thursday of this week in the first round?
Question.
It's not. It's a great question.
Let's go with seven.
Correct answer, 17. So you're moving up 10. You're going to need a – man, you're all right. Got a little bit of room to breathe here. Question number two. Alex Rodriguez turns 46 coming up today. How many players are ahead of A-Rod on the all-time home run list in Major League Baseball history? A-Rod's got a lot of them, but how many players have more than him?
Five.
Okay, correct answer is three, so you move up two. This is going to be a big one here, so I need you to think about this before you answer it. Oklahoma and Texas, they have officially given up their rights in the Big 12, and they're looking to expand to the SEC. How many combined conference titles does Texas and Oklahoma own in the conference alone? Think about it. So we're looking for combined Big 12 conference championships. I'll give you a hint. The conference has been in existence since 1996. So combined, how many times has Texas and Oklahoma won their Big 12 conference?
Say 25.
Correct answer is 18. Okay, so we got to move you up seven. You were sitting at 13. You're now at 20. But, Andrew, listen, if Mike stumbles here, dude, we could have ourselves one heck of a showdown. So, Mike, you know what's ahead of you. Anything more than 20, and it's going to be a win for Andrew.
Mike, I'm not going to lie to you, man. We it's going to be a little challenging, but we've got a cushion. So you ready to roll?
Yeah, let's do it, Kaner.
All right, man. Combined runs scored by the Braves and the Mets yesterday in a doubleheader. So 2 7-inning games, combined runs scored by those two teams.
Three.
Boom. Right on the money.
That's a joke.
Mike's been listening to my Tennessee Lottery sports updates. All right, so we're sitting at zero. Good start. Aaron Rodgers passing touchdowns in 2020. Okay, so that's going to move us back a little bit. It was actually 48 passing touchdowns.
Oh,
so
God.
Yeah, we're a little bit off MVP season. So we're sitting at 26. We'll go ahead and play out the final one just for giggles here. USA leads the medal count over there in Tokyo right now. As of right now, how many medals total does USA have?
27.
Ooh, good guess, but it was actually 21, so we're going to end you at a 34, so or 32. But, Andrew, you had a big old 20 spot, but, hey, you end up winning the game. So congratulations
both
to
these cats.
Andrew for winning the game here today.
Both of these cats over here had a tough time when it came to the mountain, but Drew, that's how you pick up a W during the game, my friend. Harmony Pillow from our friends at M. Lilly. The cooling technology that comes from our friends at M. Lilly. You can find them online, MLillyUSA.com. And family four-pack of tickets, Inaugural Sports Fest. That's going to be happening coming up at the Knoxville Expo Center off Clinton Highway. Visit MySmokies.com, the exclusive provider of all things that are and sponsor that are Sports Fest 2021. You can check that online at 991thesportsanimal.com.
Sometimes it'd be like that, man. I thought we were off to a good start there, hitting it right on the money with the Mets and the Braves. But, hey, sometimes it's like that. Andrew, still, it counts. Also, this is from Dan Wetzel. We can hit on the other side, but some more developing story on Simone Biles, who's been taken out of the team competition for the women's gymnastics. This is an interesting story that we can hit on the other side.
All right, that's Kaner. Let's get an update in here. 8:10 for your Tuesday morning. Still lots to get to when it comes to Rodgers. The addition of Texas and Oklahoma, with them giving up their rights in the Big 12, and then also the latest on Simone Biles out for all team competition for USA over in Tokyo, Japan. 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal.
Breaking news, which I'm sure is, like, even if you're not following the Olympics, and maybe you're not big Olympic Games person, you are personality-driven, you are brand-driven, you are athlete-driven. And there aren't too many people who would probably stop what you're doing to talk about or also make reference to what's happening right now with Simone Biles. There's conflicting reports coming from media on top of the official release that came out from the U.S. women's gymnastics team. But what we do know, Eric Kane, to be fact, Simone Biles is no longer competing in team competitions right now. They came into tonight's medal round competition second behind the Olympic Republic of Russia. Did I say that right? Is that what they're calling themselves? Just call them what they are. They're the Russians. It doesn't look like the United States is going to be long for a gold medal appearance, especially without Simone Biles and the way the Russians are kind of taking over the competition.
Yeah, about 30 minutes ago, reports came out that Simone Biles is leaving the arena with a trainer, and that NBC is reporting that she's out of team competition right now with USA again still trailing the Russians. Dan Wetzel came out and said that just here recently, NBC is now reporting it's a mental issue, not a physical one. Biles did not appear to be physically injured during her vault attempt, but was clearly upset after. That's from Dan Wetzel. This is from USA Gymnastics moments ago, an official statement. Simone Biles has withdrawn from the team final competition due to a medical issue. She will be assessed daily to determine medical clearance for future competitions. Thinking of you, Simone. And now, moments ago from Dan Wetzel again, USA Gymnastics now saying Biles is dealing with a medical issue. She is sitting with her teammates cheering them on. He then goes back and says, actually, she's standing and jumping and cheering them on, very vocal. So Dan Wetzel saying NBC is reporting that it is a medical or a mental issue. USA Gymnastics saying it's a medical issue. Regardless, she's not competing. Just, we're not really exactly sure what's going on there with Simone Biles.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I do not have any type of medical degree that hangs on my wall. But I have to imagine, in some way, nobody will be able to ever relate, except a U.S. Olympian, or an Olympian in general, better said. I should just limit it to the United States. But an Olympian in general, the mental anguish that comes with being an Olympic athlete, no matter what the sport is.
Yep.
3-on-3 basketball, handball, baseball, softball, or if you're to this level, Simone Biles, who many believe that could end up one day being one of the most decorated Olympians in history.
Yeah.
Not just U.S. history, but in history of the sport. So you're Simone Biles. You're now a household name. And today, a year where there's no fans in the stands, where sometimes you can get past some of those mental hurdles because adrenaline just takes over because of the crowd noise. I don't know what's going through Simone Biles' head right now, but what I can tell you, this isn't just detrimental to the United States women's gymnastics team. This is detrimental to United States Olympic coverage in general. Because not only do people tune in for names like Simone Biles, but you're talking about we're USA, we're number one, what's the medal count at the end of the competition? Guess what? A lot of it comes from big names like Simone Biles.
Yep.
Key word there, team competitions. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean for her when it comes to individual performances? We'll see, but this morning, people are waking up to some Tuesday bad news. Simone Biles has been pulled from competition, and we'll see how much longer she is. I guess her stay in Japan will continue if this is continuing to be a mental issue for her.
Yeah, and again, per the official statement from USA Gymnastics just over 10 minutes ago, Simone Biles has withdrawn from the team final competition, okay? And then it also goes on to say she'll be assessed daily to determine medical clearance for future competitions, leaving the door open for individual competitions for sure. But regardless, you want thoughts and prayers, T's and P's to Simone Biles. You hope she's okay, whatever's going on. But you're right, it's not a good sign for the Americans. And it's unfortunate because she is so much fun to watch. Again, the Olympics only come around every 4 years, and she's been a delight to watch and could go down as one of the greatest of all time when it's all said and done here after a couple more rounds. She's still so young. So it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, this is a developing story, but all this in the last, 30, 40 minutes or so.
That's, I'm going to tell you, that's a bummer, man. I'm not going to sit here and act like that I am over-the-top Olympic guy. If I want to put something to maybe watch while I'm going to bed so I can be like, is there a story here? Is this something we want to bring to the table for the program the next day? I'm here for all that. So it just stinks that Simone Biles, who is just watching documentaries on her, watching a lot of the write-ups and the cover stories that they have done on her since her emergence of being one of the more premier athletes in the United States, you know, you kind of feel like you know her a little bit. You don't know her, but because you know her story and you see all the people surrounding around her and just the positive encouragement she does for so many, you kind of feel like you know her. And this is just a shame that that's happening to Simone right now. Kind of give you an update seeing that we're on Olympic talk right now before we get the start pitch cut. For those of you who are not around your television, softball, gold medal game. The host country, Japan, taking on the United States in the gold medal game. This isn't going the advantage of the United States either. So 5-0 going into the gold medal game was Team USA softball. Currently right now, they are trailing 1-0 in the third inning to Japan. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Start pitch cut on the other side. Going to get you ready. Texas, Oklahoma expanding to the SEC. That's the next stop after they gave up their rights in Big 12 conference country yesterday. You're listening to The Sports Animal. Stick around. All right, 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Howdy, howdy, good morning to you. Tyler Ivins at 99.1, The Sports Animal. And, of course, at underscore Caner this morning in for the vacation in Will West. Simone Biles, ESPN's calling it a leg injury. NBC is calling it, correct me if I'm wrong, a mental issue?
Yes.
And then Team USA Gymnastics is officially calling it an injury of some sort.
Medical issue, yep.
Okay, yep. So what we do know is that Olympic gymnast Simone Biles has withdrawn from the team finals with a medical issue. Let's just call it what it is. Whether it's an injury, whether it's mental, what we do know is that Simone Biles, at least right now, her time in Japan, undetermined. It could be extended stay. It could be short-lived. But the United States came into the medal round competition with the Russians trailing the Olympic Committee of Russia. Because the cheaters are going to find a way to get a gold medal. Things looking dire right now without Simone Biles on the mats and on the... Where was she at the time? It wasn't the uneven bars, was it?
Yeah, it was the uneven bars.
Okay, it was. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm over here acting like I know the exact gymnastics events that they do. I'm trying over here.
I just remember uneven from what the report I read earlier, so there you go.
Hey, Caner, let's do this. There's a segment we like to do here. It's probably the most popular segment we do here on TSL. It's called Start Bench Cut. And it seems like you're very anxious to hit that big red button, aren't you, Chandler Emerson? Go ahead. Nobody's allowed to do it except you. Go ahead.
All right, Chandler Emerson, what you got?
Today is National New Jersey Day. Which state is made fun of the most? Start bench cut. New Jersey, Alabama, Florida.
Okay, you start Florida, you bench Alabama, you cut Jersey. Here's the thing. People in the South, they don't know about the funny New Jersey jokes because they're not from New York. New York makes fun of New Jersey. Jersey makes fun of New York. But when it comes to the South, you always start Alabama, teeth, some of the other incestual things that come with the state of Alabama, and then you bench Florida. So me personally, I make fun of the state of Florida more than I do the state of Alabama. So Florida, Bama, then I'm cutting New Jersey.
No, I get that logic. I guess from television and from shows I stream,
I watch How I Met Your Mother, and they make fun of Jersey and How I Met Your Mother.
I mean, yeah,
Jersey
Shore. Very much so, but just so much more than that. Just so much New Jersey slander. So I'll start New Jersey. I will bench Alabama and I'll cut Florida. A lot of times, I do feel like every time someone's in the news for doing something silly, he's from Florida. But also, Florida's got a lot to like down there with the beaches. So anyway, that's my order.
Today is Alex Rodriguez's birthday. Which of these three athletes are hated the most? Star bench cut. A-Rod, Barry Bonds, Lance Armstrong.
It's kind of tough.
You start A-Rod because he's still relevant today. Nobody really talks more about Lance Armstrong and Barry Bonds. Now, if you're talking about at the height of their career, I'm going to make this my own. So I'm going to talk about the height of their career. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start Bonds. I'll bench A-Rod. I'll cut Lance Armstrong because, in fairness, cycling just isn't as popular as baseball.
I get that. And gosh, man. Yeah, Barry Bonds. I'll start Barry Bonds as well. I'll bench A-Rod. So, yes, I'm going to agree with you. Man, when A-Rod talked all that crap, maintained his innocence, and then when he cut a deal with Major League Baseball, he said, oh, yeah, I actually did do that. Come back. you know, tried to grab dirt when, you know, when new Yankee State or old Yankee Stadium closed down. And then today he's still on the national broadcast just being a complete joke. That's my order, but in terms of, because Barry Bonds is considered, you know, the home run king by some, most by not, he's got to lead out this conversation.
Guess what A-Rod was doing this week? Those of you who don't keep up with the world of Alex Rodriguez, he was filming a calisthenics video with a drone that was flying around his $31 million yacht. What a world we live in.
When Alex Rodriguez goes on an ESPN broadcast and puts the sticky substance on a baseball and talks about how pitchers are wrong for taking advantage of the game and everything, when it's A-Rod that's giving that spill, I mean, or do we not see the hypocrisy here, Hot ESPN? Kettle. Goodness.
When will Oklahoma and Texas be playing football in the SEC? Star bench cut, 2022? 2025? Never.
Start 2025, bench never, cut 2022.
Yeah, of these
three.
It's
not happening soon, but it will happen, and it's not going to happen.
Of these three options, I think you would start 2025. I would bench 2022, and I would cut never. I mean, it's going to happen. The only reason I bench 2022 is because 10 years ago, and things have changed, obviously, but 10 years ago, you had Missouri and A&M both invited in the fall of 2011. They were both in the SEC playing football in 2012. So it's possible. A lot has to go their way, but I'm going to start 2025 with these options, bench 2022, and then cut never.
Steal their talent birthday edition. Start bench cut golf skills of Jordan Spieth, wrestling skills of Triple H, acting/writing skills of Maya Rudolph.
I guess you got to start wrestling skills at Triple H, right?
No, Jordan Spieth. Look how much money he makes.
I mean, yeah.
You start Spieth, you bench Triple H, you cut Maya Rudolph.
I guess I'm making my own in terms of which one is cooler, not which one where you make the most money, because we always go with the one that makes the most money. And why not? Money talks. I will start Triple H. I mean, that's just kind of BA. I'll bench acting writing skills. And then I'll cut golf because I just don't like golf.
big fan of the game?
Huh?
Big fan of the game?
Of golf?
No. That's Triple H's nickname, the game.
Oh, yeah. See, no, I'm not. But I know that he's a big deal and, you know, wrestling and all that. So.
God. Today
is National Scotch Day. Best time to have a beverage. Happy hour, during dinner, before bed.
Well, the start is happy hour.
Is it, though?
For the start would be happy hour. The bench, the bench is before bed. Nothing like a good old nightcap. Oh, man. But graduate school, Eric Kane, a nightcap was never just a single nightcap. So that turned into an issue. And then for me, I don't like to drink whenever I'm eating. So I would cut during dinner.
You start nightcap, you bench during dinner, you cut happy hour. Happy hour, there's so many people around you and you can't enjoy it by yourself. So, yeah, happy hour is the last place I want to be. Plus, who still goes to happy hour?
Not a fan of hanging out with the boys?
No, I don't do that much anymore. All right. I'm kind of a stick in the mud now. No,
I see it.
Do you know how many people call me at 7:30 and they're like, hey, we're heading to the bar, come out. I get up every morning at 3:45, 4 a.m.
And
you
people,
tell me.
People shame you for not hanging out with them. It's like, okay.
I have a buddy who just became the coach at Carson Newman. This shows you the type of people you guys hire up at Carson Newman.
Yeah.
I have a buddy who just got hired at Carson Newman. He literally was reading me the red letter of the law because I wouldn't come out Sunday when I was getting ready to go to bed.
I know which friend that is, and I think that speaks more of him and not Carson Newman, if we're being completely honest.
That's fair.
Today is July 27th.
Happy birthday, by the way. Go ahead.
With many believing Al Wilson is the greatest Vol to wear uniform number 27.
He is the greatest Vol to wear number 27.
Which Vol should have his number retired next? Al Ooh. Wilson at number 27. Redemption Tour for me. Condridge Holloway at number 7. Peerless Price, number 37.
So which Vols should have their number retired next between Al Wilson, Condridge, and Peerless?
The start's easy.
You start. No, it's not. It's not slam dunk easy.
My start's Al Wilson.
Have his number retired next. I'm starting Condridge Holloway. I'm benching Al Wilson, and I'm cutting Peerless Price. That might be controversial. I think Condridge should have number 7 retired first before 27 goes up there. I think here's the deal. You can argue about Al Wilson, and he should he be behind the video board? Absolutely. Yeah. It's not. He's eventually going to be retired. Al Wilson's number 27 will be retired. Should it be next? What's the rush, right? What's the rush? Condridge is a little older. He came along first before Al Wilson did. Yeah, so I'll start Condridge. I'll bench Al and I'll cut Peerless Price.
Yeah, I'll just flip the top two. I'll flip the start on the bench. My start's Al Wilson. I just think that overall best football player, and it certainly, I mean, all these three guys had fantastic careers here at Tennessee.
No disrespect to Peerless. I put him fourth on this list. I think you might want to consider Derek Barnett's number nine before all-time sacks leader. I consider Derek Barnett before I would consider Peerless Price.
Philadelphia Eagle great.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
So I would start Al Wilson, I would bench Condridge Holloway, and I would cut Peerless Price.
I'm sure a lot of people would like to have their number retired. I'm just, those are the names that came up.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of great football players throughout the history of Tennessee football, absolutely.
Heritage Realty, they got a website called heritagerealtyknox.com. It's a boutique brokerage focused on the needs of you, the customer, working on all things that is property management. You can give them a ring or find them again online at heritagerealtyknox.com. It's 841. Let's come back, ride with Ivan to get you ready for the EA show with Brian Rice. All happening right here on 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal. League Central action. But tonight, you know what? Back the Redbirds. And look, this isn't Adam Wainwright of a decade ago, but Adam Wainwright, despite the fact he struggled out of the gate on the All-Star break, I still expect Adam Wainwright to have a solid start tonight against a Cleveland Indians team that is frequently on Hug Watch. Do you know what Hug Watch is? Yeah, that's when the deadline is slowly approaching and a team could see a player traded in mid-game. I know last night a lot of people are asking yourself, what more can you give us than what St. Louis gave us last night? Well, it's simple. I think St. Louis has a bounce-back performance, and it's against Cleveland today. Give me, for your Tuesday, July 27th play, it's going to be the St. Louis Cardinals money line tonight. You can get them in some neighborhoods around the minus 110, minus 111 money line range, depending on where you're shopping. Again, thank you to our friends over at DraftKings for a little bit of love there with that number there. Brian Rice joining us now from the Eric Ains Show with Brian Rice. Controversy already striking this morning here in Start Pitch Cut. First and foremost, good morning to you, Brian Rice. How
good
are
morning.
You?
I got to find a remote because the gold medal game is going on right now on...
We tried to turn it on. Where apparently people like to change and steal AAA batteries during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Still 2-0 in the fifth, right?
I gotta go down to the. I don't know. I was just on the. Just talking to our guys in Nashville the last 15 minutes, so I didn't check the update.
Today is July 27th.
Yes.
Many believe Al Wilson's the most famous number 27 in Tennessee football history. Question for you: which Vol football player should have his number retired next? Al Wilson. Condridge Holloway is number 7. Peerless Price is number 37. Remember, there's no race.
I think, Condridge has had his baseball number retired. I don't think he has been particularly interested in having his football number retired. So that's...
Really?
There's a no for that. Al Wilson's there. Al Wilson is... and T. Martin used to get mad. Well, because he didn't think he got enough credit for the national championship. It's like, that's because Al Wilson was the face of that team, not you. You know, and that's nothing against T. Martin, but Al Wilson was the guy that you look to and that you remember. So I think he's a strong answer. Certainly there's nobody since then. Nobody in the last 10 years has been worthy of having their jersey retired.
Eric Ainge is trying to poke fun right now via text message saying that he's going to text Peerless Price, that Peerless is automatically the cut in this conversation.
I mean, he's probably listening anyways.
But the point is this. Peerless, the fact that his number should be up for consideration, that's an honor, and maybe one day Peerless will be, because of his not only what he did that national championship season, but because of what he did in Knoxville. Let me ask you this, though. If I could add a fourth name to that list, do you believe one day that Derek Barnett's number should be considered because he's the all-time sacks leader?
Derek Barnett is an interesting one because Derek Barnett came in and at his position, you do not see freshmen make that kind of impact.
Exactly.
Ever.
Exactly.
I worked with the program his first 2 years, and to have that kind of difference maker,
right?
Even on a bad team in 2014, the team got better as the year went on. But I remember he had a great performance down at Ole Miss against a really good Ole Miss team that was in the midst of a huge run. So, Derek Barnett's a guy that I think you could definitely put in that conversation because of what he's done. Coaches are going to tell you they don't want to take a single-digit number out of rotation, though.
Okay, I hear you there.
I can't believe that that's actually a reasoning behind that.
Is that part of the conversation? Yeah, but it is.
So if what you're telling me about that is, then I guess we already have an answer that on Condridge is number 7.
Yeah, 7 and 9. You're going to have a hard time convincing
coaches.
So just
say what it is. It's Al Wilson. Al Wilson should be next.
Al Wilson.
I just think it's tough to retire jersey numbers in general at the college level. Not saying, I mean, obviously it's done. I just think it's harder because there's so much repeat and turnover with kids coming in, leaving the program, coming in, leaving the program.
But it's easier to retire Johnny Majors 45 when it's 45. If Johnny Majors was one, they wouldn't
have
done
it. Same with Dougie Atkins.
Mid-40s usually go to kickers and punters, if we're being honest. Like,
so, and then you have the four numbers retired for football student-athletes that died in World War II. And none of those numbers particularly desirable from a recruit standpoint.
You retire a 9 or a 7, I mean, that's potentially two numbers on your team every year.
Yeah.
Offense,
okay,
defense.
So do you, okay, no offense to Derek Barnett, Eagle great, looking at you through the glass. But we're talking about Condridge Holloway here.
I know.
If we're going to put away the number 7 for anybody, I think Condridge Holloway did a pretty damn good job during his time in Knoxville to be able to say, yeah, that's my number.
And first black quarterback in the SEC.
Besides all the, yes, everything except for the racial. Impact. Yeah.
They put in this, now, under UT's quote-unquote standards for retiring a jersey number, Condridge doesn't meet it from a performance standpoint. But from a what he did for the program, what he did for quarterbacks everywhere, I think he's up there, certainly.
Okay.
As the SEC would say, it just means more.
It just means more.
Because let me ask you this. Is Al Wilson the next retired number across Tennessee athletics?
No. No.
Or do you start looking at Candace at 3?
Candace already has her number.
I misspoke. Or do you start looking at numbers like Dickey in baseball? Do you start looking perhaps at Lofton in basketball? Do you start Aaron Sibbia?
Gosh, that would be tough in basketball to retire number 5.
Oh, you got to figure out who you're doing it for.
Exactly, yeah, because you got...
Are you doing it for Chris Lofton? Because I think you should absolutely retire number 5 for Chris Lofton. Admiral Schofield, though...
But also in basketball, you literally can't have any jersey number you want. I mean, it's very much limited too. So
yeah, and you already have a few retired there.
Grant Williams,
53 and 22.
Grant Williams should be in consideration.
Grant Williams, Grant Williams number 2.
Can't believe I slipped up with Candace. It was right before
Grant
came back.
Williams hits all the benchmarks on.
I'm having a Will West moment. What number was he? 13.
Number 2.
Number two. That's right.
Yeah, Grant Williams number 2.
Two.
He meets all the benchmarks the jersey retirement criteria that they have printed.
All right, so I ask you right now.
Next athlete to have their jersey retired at Tennessee is Chris Lofton. I believe that.
That's what I was going to say. So if I limit it to this, R.A. Dickey in baseball, Chris Lofton, Grant Williams, or Al Wilson, who's the next Tennessee retired
Chris
number
Lofton.
Athlete? It is Chris Lofton.
Yeah, sooner rather than later.
Is this inside knowledge or is this opinion?
It's been long talked about, so I just assume it's going to happen very soon.
Had they done better in the TBT tournament, would it be this year?
You know, the Volunteers got off to a rough start, and then after that, they kept it a pretty close game the rest of the way. I think
what ended up happening? They lost to Purdue's Minnemacki team.
Yeah.
Then they went on to take on the Columbus Crew team. That Ohio State alumni
just shredded them. Well, here in number one seed.
Yeah.
Here in a couple of years, I think the Volunteers can be... You get both Bowden and Turner, and then Fulkerson can play here in a couple of years. So I think it'll get some youth, some fresh
Chris
legs.
Chris Lofton, you think with the Bullets, the next number at Tennessee Athletics?
Yeah, I think for sure.
Told you to put a number on at 1 to 10, 10 it's definitely happening. Condridge 10. Holloway.
Condridge. You know what? I don't think it's going to happen. I think if it was going to happen, I think if it was going to happen, it would have happened already.
What's coming up on the program today, boys?
We'll talk a little Tennessee football, talk a little Olympics. We'll, of course, talk
Tuesday, a little Cruton.
Well, of course, Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7 coming up at 10:30. And a lot more. If you're in the SEC, what do you think of some of this realignment stuff? If you're another team and if you're a conference looking to replace teams that left, what's actually important? I have a thought on that that may be a little different from some other people.
Shred me real quick. Who would you rather have? Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, and A&M? All 4 North Carolina Tobacco Road schools.
Well, I'd rather drive to the 4 North Carolina schools. I think they'd be a better fit from that perspective, and none of them are very good at things. Would you competitively, you'll take any of those 4 over Oklahoma? Competitively, you'll
Maybe
take any of those 4.
Maybe I'm just trying to find a
4.
Way to get Duke to come to Thompson Bowling Arena and have Cuddy come down here and play a football game.
Yeah.